All right, some more thoughts, it's kind of crazy that G9's existed for a long time. Cover up. I think some good thoughts for the futures. First thought is there is nothing better than Lululemon. Once you have all black Lululemon, everything, just quit while you're ahead. End of the line, buddy. Okay, so some thoughts. Blah, 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 blah. So I think the wisdom is to think at least, I don't know, just think about your kids. Think, good morning. Certainly nothing's gonna last forever, but maybe it's a good idea to think about legacy. Well, actually, I don't even think about legacy. Think lineage. The reason why I think lineage is a better metaphor than legacy, right? Was the Marcus Aurelius quote, like, soon you all have forgotten all and all will have forgotten you. And so, being forgotten sooner or later is probably a good thing. Just clear out the old, make room for the new. There's no such thing as anything that's mortal. Things are just durable. I'm even trying to think of a notion beyond anti-fragile, like, forever? I don't know. So, the Iliad has been around for, 2,000-4,000 years? It'll probably be around for a lot longer. Text, the written word, has been around forever, so it'll continue to go. So I think the wise thing is to try to create things that go beyond the test of time, right? And so if you think about time, it's kind of just like, ruthless jaws that try to hurt you. Good street for time for a minute. Good weapons. So, I think thinking about the supreme durability. Supreme durability is a good idea. So, let's just do some, quick fast forwards, right? So, I'm already seeing on some of the Tesla cars, right? Not even that you're a few years old, right? Is that the Tesla performance models with that little carbon fiber thingy on the tail lid, for the chipping away the clear coats. And just do some predictions. If you live in LA, Southern California, you own a black car, sooner or later, it don't matter how well you maintain it or wax it or clean or polish it, the clear coat's gonna, peel off and until you gotta repaint it, right? And also the reason why you should never buy the matte black wraps on your car, it don't matter if you have the best 3M stuff, it's not meant to last for 30 years. No one's gonna matte black wrap your car with 3M 2080 vinyl wrap. And especially in the ruthless Los Angeles sun, ain't finna last 30 years, okay? This is where white paint, even silver, what's better, white or sun? I'm not sure. But white is probably better because, better to have white car, black soul. Alma Negra, baby. They got black souls. Black clothes, white cars is my thought. Panda. So yeah, I think if you embrace the whole yin and yang thought, right? So this is where it's also wise to, have a wife. I'm only speaking from the male perspective, guys, right? So if you as a man, the desired outcome is to have a wife, a woman, right? And also to have kids, right? Ideally, one boy, one girl. If you can't do it, that's cool too. But yeah, I mean, the basic thought is you want to create things that outlive you, right? Certainly nothing's meant to last forever, but typically, if you just think about time, right? Time is the most important thing, right? Like, you don't want to be MC Hammer, right? Like, just the best models are the anti-models, the anti-role models, is look at people who you do not want to become, and then just work your way backwards, right? And also now that LA is becoming pretty extreme, like, in 50 years from now, I wouldn't be surprised if one day LA becomes like 120 degrees in the future, and then 20 degrees in the winter. Wouldn't be super surprised. Yeah, it's my personal thought. Really digging this new Land Cruiser. Get the matching side pins. Yeah, the good thing with white is, yeah, just, I mean, sooner or later the white is gonna peel off too, but at least wanna do the color coatings. And also, even though I love Elon and Teslas and all of that good stuff, it seems that, unfortunately, the longevity of an electric car is certainly not gonna rival that of a hybrid car or a gasoline car. So yeah, gasoline cars or hybrid vehicles is still probably a pretty intelligent idea. And once again, it's wise to just snap your fingers and predict into the future. And yeah, just, Cindy had a funny thought, it's like, what happens if you don't make money, but you don't spend no money? I guess you're an investor. whatevs. A truck. Like, why does everyone want a truck? Like, the problem with the truck is the trunk, you don't use it 99.999% of the time. And the downside of that then is, yeah, it's just gonna be more difficult to park it. work your way backwards, right? Like, even though I was going to the local public library the other day with Seneca, and there's like a super tiny skinny spot. So to have the maximally skinny small car is still the ideal. Yeah, just more compact is better. You can't beat the laws of physics, which means the Cybertruck is, in my mind, still the best car. It's like, how would you describe yourself? Either all stainless steel Cybertruck or matte black Cybertruck. Even the problem with matte black wrapping your Cybertruck is that, you know, like, let's say 70 years from now, I'm sure that your matte black wrap's not gonna last, right? But the stainless steel probably will, which is kind of cool. I want everything to last for an eternity. Why should I toss my precious salves into the sea, Nietzsche, right? So, you know, the funny thing with toys, right? Like, using kids as a metaphor. So the problem with toys, right? We get Seneca a new toy from the Facebook Buy Nothing group, right? Fortunately, it's free. And he plays with it for a few days, and then sooner or later, he gets kind of bored, right? And so we adults are the same ways, right? So the problem with men, right? We treat women like toys, right? Treat cars like toys, even homes, right? Like, everyone wants to aspire to own a home, but once you own the home, you're still on Zillow, you know, dick measuring yourself against other people. Like, what's the first thing you do when you meet a successful person? They invite you to home to their dinner at their house, right? You first immediately go on Zillow and check their home price. Like, oh wow, this person has a $3.5 million home, blah blah, right? And but that's also kind of a paid thing. Even a new thing that I learned, which seems kind of weird, is even if you own a home, like, why are you still like looking at the market for other homes? And also another thing is, why do you care about the home value of other people's homes? It seems kind of weird. And now with this inflation, economic instability, my personal thought is renting is still the way to go, especially if you have rent control in a very good neighborhood with a good landlord. Yeah, just keep that on lock and key for eternity. Because the problem is, I mean, this is my general thought. Let's say you buy that, you know, $1.4 million home or whatever, right? And let us say that actually 30 years from now, 40 years from now, it's worth $2 million or $3 million, right? I suppose the issue then is, let's say it is worth $3 million. It doesn't necessarily mean you made a profit, because there is actually still a chance that it's just the economic value of the US dollar is going lower. So I'm a little bit suspicious that increasing home prices, I don't think it's actually that real estate's become more valuable, but actually the purchasing power of the US dollar is getting weaker. People never think about that, right? So I call this my Shake Shack burger patty index. Or even going to In-N-Out, they made the patties way thinner, right? Like, I don't think they changed the prices, but now the patties on those things are like razor thin, right? Yeah, so everything's getting more expensive. Not because things are getting more expensive, is that things are just getting watered down, right? So if you get a job at McDonald's and make $20 an hour minimum wage in LA, like even a half brain dead person could flip burger patties for a living. And that was my salary as a UCLA graduate from prestigious university, right? Making $20 an hour. So yeah, not good, not good. So you think about it, right? How old am I? 37. Graduated in 2010. How many years ago is that? 2010. Yeah, I graduated in 2010. 2024 now. 14 years. Okay, 14 years ago, right? 14 years ago, minimum wage was what? $7 an hour? Now, like, I'm still shocked that I see minimum wage $15, $20 out. Like, that's crazy, right? And actually, the problem is it's politicians who advocate for increased minimum wage. And the market ain't dumb. What McDonald's then does is it cut back on hours, right? And they start thinking more about automation, kiosks, and stuff like that, because they don't want to pay workers. So it's a very short-sighted adjustment. And also, like, you know, most franchisee owners of McDonald's, they're probably not even really spending a profit. So we like to point the finger at these evil capitalists and these fat monopoly men with their top hats, right? But they're actually not really the bad guys here. It's just, just the governmental over-interventionalism, I think, is a bad thing. I mean, I mean, think about it, right? Like, let us assume you got rent control, minimum wage, whatevs. It's like, if you think about this macroeconomically, you're not going to have an incentive to work harder. You're just going to, you know, keep playing video games in your mom's basement, smoking weed, you know, jerking off to your virtual girlfriend, whatever it is, having virtual sex with your virtual girlfriend, in your virtual Lamborghini with your virtual dog, right? With your virtual money and your virtual paradise and no obligations, right? So, but anyways, I don't think about other people as productive. It's better that we think about ourselves, right? So yeah, I think the simple thought is lineage, economic immortality. Essentially just means like, make money but don't spend it, right? I mean, right? It's easy, right, guys? Like, just make money, don't spend it, right? Like, you know, let's say you need a car, right? We all need a car. Either just stick to the car you already got. 2010 Prius, guys. I figured it out. White Toyota Prius, 2010 edition. The most JDM best designed car. Saving money on gas is gangsta. 50 mpgs is gangsta. Right? Even the promise of a Tesla, right, is I mean, the reason also why you think about owning a Prius is a better economical option than even a Tesla is, I mean, I love Elon, I love Teslas, right? But the issue is, even if you want to change tires on electric vehicle or Tesla, you're gonna drop like $2,000 on 4 new tires. It's really expensive. Whereas with a Prius, 2010 Prius, right? Like, they have a universal tire pattern. And I think you get Yokohama's top of the line, all four installed, for only like $300 or $400, right? And it's gonna last you a long time. I can envision driving my Prius for the next 30 years. Whether your Tesla Model 3 will last the next 30 years, a little bit dubious. I mean, maybe, maybe not, right? Like, but then again, could you imagine using your iPhone Pro for the next 30 years? Probably not, right? So thinking longevity. And also the thought I had is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't upgrade it. So like even this G9 that I'm recording this with, right? All my Ricoh GRs have died. Just stick with it. I think also if you're home, if everything's just working okay, like don't seek the next thing, don't try to upgrade it, because if it has existed now, right? And you're trying to upgrade it, there's a chance that something might get messed up. So even my old pediatrician, right? Like he drove a Tesla Model S for like a long time. And you know, he kind of got bored of it. He's like, oh, I'm going to upgrade to a Porsche 911 instead. Gets a Porsche 911. And then he's just like, I'm spending like $500 a month on gas at Costco. I'm like, it's like, he's already rich, you complain about gas. He sells 911, just gets a Model S Plaid instead, right? So revealed preferences. And also the problem with Tesla supercharging, like sometimes you forget, like you still gotta pay money for it. Like, yeah, but anyway, so Prius is key. Even better than that, just don't drive at all. Don't waste your time being stuck in traffic. I think, once again, the secret to virtuous living in LA, never drive more than 5 minutes a day. Oh, and also currently having my weight vest, 60-pound weight vest on. Yeah, I think nowadays my new thought is kind of more tending towards this like, mech approach, more like tactical, modular. Essentially, I'm trying to turn myself into a superhero. What's up, street talk, street gods, street vlogs? Or came in the house. All right, some sinister thoughts. Just kidding. The nicest guy of all time. Right? So, simple thoughts. Forgot my GoPro at home, so it's just gonna do it this way. Okay. So, this first simple thought is very simple. Thinking about immortality, how to live forever, why live forever, etc. So the first thought is, you don't want to like, the goal isn't like that you live forever and you never die. The goal is rather you seek some sort of metaphorical immortality, right? August 10th. Ooh, cool. It's like there's some cool kids' story times. Nota bene, okay. So like, the main issue we have is we seek our own personal immortality, right? But the simple solution, guys, is lineage, right? So like, you know, you have kids, and what you want to really think about is your kids, right? It's like, we off the grid, this is my kids, for when my kids have kids, right? So this is the intelligence of having multiple children. It's like spreading your seed. It's like even if you have two kids, I mean, in today's world, right? There's a chance that neither of them get married, neither of them have kids, and boom, your whole lineage is dead, right? Kind of a little bit sad, right? And I also think maybe this is why in the past, especially in Asia, Korea, etc., it was pretty common to have more than one wife, right? Or you're the king, you have multiple concubines, is you want to ensure that your genetic lineage goes on. And this is where kind of like modern day capitalism is bad, because it's all about hedonism, right? Like, you want to bed as many sexy babes and blow as many loads as you want, but the purpose of a man being attracted to a beautiful woman is because you want to have beautiful children with said woman, right? And the reason you want to impregnate her is, you know, you want to have kids, right? And so men who do not desire to have children is either a defective trait or kind of this weird sociological mishap affects the capitalism, right? But also it goes both ways, right? Like, you know, there's still a big industry of capitalism and consumerism with children, right? And I don't know, like, one of the guys I know, Sean, he owns a baby store, right? He says that kids are the ultimate recession-proof thing, because whether we like it or not, people will still have kids. And, like, fortunately, there's not going to be a mass extinction of kids, like what people say. Like, people will still have kids, like, whether we like it or not, whether oops, good or not, right? Even a big thing I've been seeing is, like, a lot of older parents nowadays, like, when shit really hits the fan, like, I think once you get squeezed, you're gonna have a kid. Like, even if you have a stupid dog, like, you're gonna want to have kids sooner or later, right? So just keep your options open. Don't make any final decisions, right? Being open-minded is a virtue. I mean, being open-minded is a virtue because it is the wiser path. Like, you know, if I give you new information which upended what you personally believe in your whole life, certainly you should take that into account and adjust your assumptions, right? So, like, I'll give you an example. So when I was a kid, I always wanted a stick shift, you know, two-door sports car, right? But, like, electric cars, self-driving cars weren't even invented yet, right? So, like, it's I think it's foolish to stay beheld into your desires as a 2-year-old kid, a 7-year-old kid, a 12-year-old kid, 16, 21, etc. Your tastes are gonna change. So allow yourself to change. The problem is that a lot of philosophers end up becoming scarecrows, that they resist change. Like, the bad theory in philosophy is, okay, I'm gonna spend my whole life trying to discover some sort of ultimate truth behind something, right? Then finally, when I have the answer, I'm going to stick with the idea forever until I die. Like, That's pretty foolish, I think. It's kind of a better theory to think about philosophy and wisdom is kind of a base theory. Once again, you know, you always have access to the best information at hand right now, but once there's something that changes your idea, you should shift your ideas in the more beneficial way. So, like, kind of mental adaptation or lifestyle adaptation, even like the difficult thing about the first year Melton moving to LA is not knowing how to live virtuously or living well in LA versus, let's say, Orange County or, you know, Providence, Rhode Island, etc. So yeah, I think adaptation with your environment is wise. I think the more foolish thing that we often do is we try to force ourselves to remain and do the same tactics or the same approach, same workflow, the same ethos as we did in the past. So I'll give you an example. I used to have access to my easy gym across the street and one rep max lifting. And now, it's kind of, I prefer to be out and about instead. So now I'm kind of adopting this more like armored core mech approach, right? Like, currently have my full body armor on, long Lululemon leggings and shirt, even the baseball cap, which I hate.